Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, October 23rd. Not much of a change here today with corn and beans settling fractionally lower, wheat a couple cents higher after trading down lower overnight and rallying back. Again, ending not too far either side of unchanged. Got December corn down a quarter cent, 387 and three quarters, settling just under the 20-day moving average, coming in at 388 and a half. And then in the post-settlement trade there, actually traded up another penny. And so the last trade was just above that. So we, again, have been flipping either side of that. We'll see if that brings any kind of action out of the funds, who are still short about 68,000 contracts in the corn. We've got ethanol data out today. Production for weekly was 293 million gallons. That was up 8 million on last week's 285 million. And you had weekly stocks dropping about 29 million gallons from 927 down to 897. The news out of Bloomberg this morning, last night, was that the EPA is going to go with, or the administration rather, may go with the EPA's interpretation of the RIN waiver situation. Small refinery waivers, and go with a subjective view of what might be needed going forward rather than looking backwards to find out exactly how many gallons were waived. Grain market, corn market, not real happy with this. It makes it a little bit too subjective and doesn't guarantee that 15 billion gallons will be processed every year. So a little bit of disappointment on that end. Markets being a little bit supported here by the harvest delays. You've got corn harvest in North and South Dakota, Michigan, Wisconsin, all running pretty well behind normal averages, running at about 10%. And also there has been discussion about the type of damage that has been done with the snow and the rain up there, and then also more recently some pretty strong winds. So that's putting a little bit of a bid underneath the market. Taking a look at wheat, we had Chicago finish up 2¾ cents in December at 520¾. Kansas City, December, finishing up 2 cents, 423¼. And we had Minneapolis, December, finishing up 3¼ cents, 542¼. So the wheat markets drifted lower overnight, put in the lows near the end of the overnight session, and then spiked up on the opening and then kind of chopped around, and late in the day ended up towards the higher end of the range, just off the highs by a couple of cents. You've got the funds flipped to a long position in Chicago, long about 5,000 or 6,000 contracts. They're still short about 25,000 contracts in Kansas City. Algeria did buy 600,000 tons of milling wheat, most of that likely coming from France. And the prices on the Russian exports have moving a little bit higher, so there's a question of just how burdensome these supplies are, and also keeping an eye on the weather out of Australia. Taking a look at beans, we had November finished down a quarter cent, 933¼. We had a range here we've been in for the last several days between about 930 and 940. Took a peak below 930 a couple days, and also tried to get above 940, hit 945 and 945¼. But, you know, supporting the market is the continued talks between U.S. and China, looking for a phase one signed deal sometime in mid-November at the summit in Chile. And but until then, the idea that China gave some more waivers to her $10 million worth of purchases hasn't really generated a severe boost in the market. Beans still are cheaper and higher quality out of Brazil, and that's where they have been buying the majority of their cargoes the last couple of weeks. There was an announcement today, 128,000 tons to unknown. That's most likely China, maybe just sending a little message to Brazil that there are other options, and try and keep those Brazil basis levels in line. Outside markets, we've got the dollar a little bit weaker, down 7 ticks at 97.18. Crude oil up $1.34 a barrel at 55.82. Dow Jones down about 15 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.